So there's probably, in the natural, looking at the natural history of AIN, which is something that intrigues me and my group, we're looking at patients who are immunosuppressed, but in our cohort, those are mainly patients who are immunosuppressed because they're on long-term steroid therapy rather than because they're HIV positive. And we have more patients who actually come to us from the gynecologists because they have multifocal intraepithelial neoplasia that the gynecologists have been treating, their cervical and their vulval disease, and then they notice when they look beyond that perineal equator that, oh my goodness, there might be something around the anus, we'd better send it to the colorectal surgeons. So our experience initially reported in 2005 showed that we had roughly a 10% progression rate at about 5 years. And I think if you take one message home today, it is that roughly 10% of anal cancers will migrate to invasive disease over a period of 10 years. That's over 5 years because some of those patients were immunosuppressed.